All right, great. If you could be known for only one thing, what would it be?
Great father.
What is the greatest lesson in leadership you've learned as an entrepreneur?
Give to your employees too, as well.
Personal characteristic has been most pivotal to your success.
Uniqueness, creativity.
Love it. Stand out. Right here. One last bout of randomness. Just tell me when to stop cutting the deck and we'll have a random question for you.
Okay, right there.
All right. If you could donate $1 million to charity, which would you choose?
Oh, that's a hard one. Just one. I would the best autism society. There's many, but best one that one for autism.
Okay, I love it. Very impactful. What is one tip or trick that investors can implement in their business today?
There's a many.
Call me. I'm just kidding. Anything more specific?
Okay, yeah. Let's do goal setting. To realize that. To look at a seller's pipeline as stages, and when you're looking for lead deals, you're looking for a seller. You're not looking for a deal. When you're out cold calling, you're not looking for a deal or a lead. You're just looking for somebody who wants to sell, and then the next stage is getting them on an appointment. Next stage is getting them on an offer. So that was a mouthful, but let me back up here. First tip I'd say is if with lead generation, all you're trying to do is find a seller and that's it. Don't think ahead of on deal that produces anxiety. Just look for a lead. Just look for a seller.
Love it. One step at a time. Okay. Can you name a book that's helped to forge you as a leader and as an entrepreneur? And tell us why.
I always have problems or struggle with a specific book. So it's always something that's top of mind. So I'd say the most recent book I think a lot of real estate entrepreneurs should read it is Kevin Hart's autobiography, You Can't Make This Up. I didn't at first I didn't think it was to be impactful, but when you read it through, it shows you exactly what it takes to be somebody at the very top. So the yeah, so it really makes it people fall or shows that people fall flat on their face because they greatly underestimate what it really takes.
All right. And can you set us out with a quote to help forge our listeners as leaders and entrepreneurs?
Oh man, a quote. I wasn't prepared for this. just keep at it. Learn from here's one. Just because something didn't work in the past doesn't mean that it won't work again. It's just whatever you were doing, however you're doing it, you were probably doing it insufficiently or ineffectively.
Love it. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would have been saved to try it one more time. Glad the Wright brothers gave it one more go. All right, so finally, just want to make sure everybody gets a chance to reach out to you. And I know you've already mentioned your website. It's www.reiomnidrip.com. So apart from that, email, website, carrier pigeon, smoke signal, what is the best way to reach Paul DuCampo?
They can actually text me. They can text my phone on my company phone. It's 951-901-8208. I'm available, feel available. I don't have salespeople. It's just me. And so as far as taking calls and stuff. So yeah, they can reach me there.
All right, so just send a text. I love it. All right, Paul, I want to thank you for taking the time to share your knowledge and experience with our audience.
Well, I appreciate being here.